session number 10967, reel 4.
Channel Maxted, reel 4.
Well, they performed very, very adequately as far as I could see, but I never saw any. I didn't see any places where they ran back or any great episode of bravery. I think the retaking of the engineers. Thing at the engineer's position was done very bravely by a British major leading an Indian troops. They didn't. They were very phlegmatic, I think, is the best way of describing the Indians for that part of the thing, I think. But then that's what you wanted. I mean, you didn't want people. You just had to battle it out.
I think at Imphal Kohima the Japanese were relying on the capture of British stores.
Yes.
Did they get much from your observation?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I think when we got out of, for instance, when we got out of Tamu, we did. I remember hearing it very definitely at the time. We'd covered all the rice with petrol and things like that so as to make it uneatable, whatever rice we had to leave behind. And stories afterwards came from that we'd done very well there because the Japanese, somehow they knew the Japanese were very fed up, thought this was almost unsporting to muck up their supplies like this. But no, I think they did do it. That was effective. I think the withdrawal from into Imphal was done pretty well.
So these were lots of sacks of rice that you had.
Yes.
In a warehouse or something.
In Tamu, which was the behind the brigade headquarters, of course, was the headquarters supply.
And military supplies, ammunition, and guns, and so on. Did they get hold of any?
Not as far as I know. We never heard of any case where we were being shot at with our own guns.
Was there any Japanese air power overhead?
Nothing at all. I don't think I ever saw a Japanese plane in Burma. I saw them in Ceylon. I know when I flew with the Americans, we were in flying fortresses then. And I was impressed with that. The Americans, they had all their chaps in position. They seemed to be taking it pretty casually until they did the run-in. And then they all went to their positions, and I went to the side of the plane to give them the okay. And I was a bit shattered, because as soon as they dropped their bombs, all these chaps came down, the engineers came down, the rear gunners came in, and they all sat down and got out their sandwiches and sort of proceeded to eat them. And I thought, well, you know, having stirred that up, this is the time to be on your guard. But they knew, of course, that there wasn't any need to worry. So they were quite relaxed.
No, but I don't. sharp. Very good. Yeah.
But